John Coleman, is that exactly what the doctor ordered?
I think so, yeah. You know, it's very rare that everything comes together at once, like it did in the first half. And some of the football we played was breathtaking, like climbing them steps was as well. we were excellent in the first half, and you got to give the players credit, you know, a few new faces coming in, all about changes, and I thought we played really well, showed a great appetite, a great willingness to pass the ball, scored some fantastic goals, and, you know, overall it was a really professional and positive performance.
We can talk about the performance in general in a second, but talk to me about Gary Taylor-Fletcher. Non-contract term, signed yesterday, presumably met most of his teammates at the ground today. Goal and an assist in 21 minutes of his debut.
Yeah, you know, you couldn't ask for a better start. And, you know, I think he'd be shocked at how well we played, and he'd be delighted to be coming into a team who plays like that, to be honest. But we know we've got that in us, and, you know, that's why we were disappointed with ourselves on Saturday, that we didn't pass the ball as well as what we could. Now, I know you could say it's a different game tonight, and possibly they're trying a few things out, and we were allowed a bit more time and space on the ball, but, you know, you've still got to be able to pass it. And I know we can, and that's why it was disappointing that we went very, very much route one for big periods on Saturday in the second half.
You described him in the build-up to this on Saturday for a spell as, I think it was Wimbledon with a cob on. It was certainly not Wimbledon with a cob on tonight. Was it a change of personnel, or was it the work you've been doing with him that's just changed that?
Well, we did some work with him yesterday, and, you know, we tried to highlight the importance of the midfield getting on the ball and showing for the ball and for the back four to be prepared to pass it to them and not panic. And I think we showed that tonight. And when we do that, we can get on the half-turn. We've got players like Jordan Clark, Sean McConville, obviously Gary Taylor-Fletcher coming in today, and Terry, I thought, was magnificent tonight. So we've got players like that that are a real handful going forward. And, you know, then you'd add Chris Eagles into the equation and Shane McCartan, and you haven't even used Romy. So, you know, we have got the talent and the firepower to hurt teams going forward, but we've got to get them on the ball.
We talked about the quality of your play tonight. What about the quality of your goals? The Taylor-Fletcher one, perhaps a little bit of a scramble, the kind of goal you would have loved to have scored in there, but the other three, really, really high quality.
Oh, fantastic. You know, the passing, and we could have scored a couple more. You know, we had one to Salah, a fantastic move right to the end. And so we had some great interchange and great vision. And, you know, it's difficult to coach inventiveness. You know, it's got to be off the cuff. But what you've got to do is you've got to encourage people. And you've got to encourage people to try things and not be scared to make mistakes. And certainly in the last third, express themselves, and we certainly did that tonight.
You talked about Terry Gornel briefly already. He's been hampered with this groin problem. It seems to be the story of the last couple of seasons. He's been in, out, in, out, in, out. Is that the Terry Gornel you were hoping to bring back to the club tonight, getting those two goals and being such a menace all night?
Well, when he first came back, he was the same as that, you know, and unfortunately, he has been blighted with injury, an ankle and a groin. And, you know, the one thing about Terry is you know what you're getting off him. He'll work his socks off all the way, as long as he's on. He is a goal threat, and he also brings people into play with his overall work rate. And tonight, some of his one-touch play was fantastic. It was a joy to watch, and, you know, I hope he can continue that on for the coming weeks.
Wolves have won tonight. They've beaten Crewe, so it's all to play for in this group. Now, I guess that avoids the nightmare scenario, which would have been a dead rubber. Now, anybody can go through.
Well, we've got to go to Wolves and try and replicate this performance. I know we can. Whether we do or not, it's a different matter. But, you know, the players will be hungry for it. And, you know, we want to progress into the next stage.
Penny, for your thoughts in terms of your selection on Saturday, is it the good type of headache you've got now? Because I reckon you could probably pick 16 or 17 and you're starting 11 for Saturday now.
Well, I said to the players before the game, you know, it's a chance to give me a headache. And it's the type of headache that you want. You know, they've got to stake a claim for a place. And there was plenty who did stake a claim on it.